With all the damage from Friday's storm, many people are asking this question. Who pays? For example, if a tree falls from your property onto your neighbor's, who pays?
Janet Bodner joins us now with the answers. As you know, she's editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Thanks for being here, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
So let's talk about that tree question. I mean, it falls over. It's not yours. It damages your house. Who pays?
Well, if it falls and damages your house, your insurance pays. If it falls and damages your neighbor's house, your neighbor's insurance pays. And if it falls and lands in the backyard and doesn't damage anybody's house, then nothing pays.
Whoa.
The cost of actually removing the tree will be either yours or your neighbor's, however you might want to negotiate this. And your insurance may cover it to an extent, but it's rather limited. The coverage for actually removing the tree is maybe $500 to $1,000, and it may cost you considerably more than that to do so. So it may be negotiable if it falls in your neighbor's yard. If it falls in your yard, you're going to be responsible.
Do the same rules apply to houses and cars? What if the tree falls on car as opposed to the house?
Exactly. The same thing applies to cars. If the damage is done to the house, then your homeowner's insurance comes into play. If it falls on a car, the car comprehensive part of the car insurance comes into play. So again, it's the person who owns the policy on the car that is damaged, whether that is you or whether that is your neighbor.
Now, I know all things in life aren't fair, Janet, but let me just ask you this. A tree falls in my yard. It wasn't a healthy tree. My insurance will pay a certain amount of money. My neighbor doesn't have to kick up the rest?
That is correct.
Wow.
That is correct.
That is not fair.
It is your... I don't know how to respond to that one,
that's
Hillary.
All right.
But it is your insurance that is the responsible party. Or, you know, if it damages your house, then your insurance comes into play. If it damages your neighbor's house, then the neighbor's insurance comes into play. And the same thing goes with the car.
Trees are obviously big issues in this area. So
literally and figuratively.
Yeah. What should we be considering, though, when we get back into our homeowner's insurance policy? Is there something that can cover us better when it comes to trees?
Well, I think probably the best thing for trees is to check with your policy, check with your insurer to make sure that, in fact, you know, this is the way the coverage works. And also ask about that tree removal codicil or that tree removal policy, because if that's really going to cost you several thousand dollars, is there some way that you could perhaps add to your coverage, maybe, you know, just to take that into account? Because otherwise, it's money that's going to have to come out of your pocket or maybe yours and your neighbor's if you agree on something together. But, you know, you might want to know, see if you want to get some additional coverage that way. I don't know if what the policy is with every insurer, but, you know, it's worth checking on.
All right, Janet, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. We have a link to all that information on our website.